Welcome to the Money Advantage Podcast, empowering business owners with the permission to think differently about money so that you can consciously choose to live a meaningful and fulfilled life now. Our passion is making money simple, fun, and doable, helping you feel great about your money and getting your money working for you so you can thrive.
Hey, welcome back to the Money Advantage Podcast. This is Rachel, and I am in the studio with Lucas today. This is the second time that we've ever got to have him on the show. We're going to do something completely different and unique that I think is going to be beneficial to you. But welcome, Lucas.
Welcome, Rachel. It's great to be here. And since Bruce is running around the Arizona desert, I thought I'd take his place.
Well, I wanted to just share something really awesome about Lucas because I know you at the Money Advantage community don't get a huge chance to hear from him very often, and you're probably not as aware of his awesomeness as I am. So he is really a huge visionary, a guide behind the Money Advantage, a rudder keeping us not only focused, but staying in the right direction, keeping us on track, and really helping make crucial decision-making about not only where we're going, but how we're going to fulfill that and make this vision a reality that really serves and helps you. So he also helps glue all the pieces together. He does the editing, focuses on a lot of the integration and systems inside the business. And you may not know this, but he's also really knowledgeable about all the intricacies of whole life insurance and how that works, and the principles of building time and money freedom. And I also have had the honor of being able to be married to you for the last 12 years, and we've been in business together for 7 years now already, which is kind of amazing, right?
7 years, yeah.
So we wanted to talk with you real briefly about the end of the year, because I feel like it's a really important time. You're transitioning into this new year. It's really exciting. It's fresh. There's all this uncharted territory. You get to set new goals. But a lot of times people kind of go into the new year with this huge expectation and then fail on their New Year's resolutions in the first 24 hours and have a lot of disappointment and failure, right? I mean, how do we, as we're building this life and business we love, not do that? How do we really set ourselves up to win in the coming year? So what we wanted to do is share with you a little bit of what our strategic kind of routine and ritual and our tradition is for reflecting on the last year and really coming into the new year with a lot of intention and purpose. So, do you want to share a little bit about what we do at the end of the year?
Absolutely. So, we just get a time with a quiet time to ourselves to sit down and reflect on the last year, and we go through a series of questions. And just, there's no judgment. We just, whatever comes to our mind, and we just write them down, going over a bunch of different areas of our life. And then maybe things come to you the next morning, write those down again, or we'll come back the next day and we'll talk about the next year. And it might be a 2 or 3 day thing for us, maybe hour one day, hour another day. Mm-hmm. And it's really just a lot of reflecting and thinking about the year and making sure we really capture all the wins. A lot of things happen in a year and it's easy to forget some of you've done, or maybe things that you wanted to do that didn't happen. And then just really gives you a lot of clarity in coming into the new year.
Yeah. And I really like how we're not just saying, let's scrap last year and start from scratch, but we're really saying, how can we build on what we already did last year? And how can we take that even further? Because I mean, I feel like it's almost like you're setting this, how do you finish well in the middle of a journey? I mean, it's kind of a landmark or a timestamp that you want to look at the end of the year, but at the same time, you're not done yet. You're still on this long, lifelong journey to build something great. And so we actually this year used an amazing resource that was put out by Lifebook, which we interviewed John and Missy Butcher, who created Lifebook earlier in the show this year. And so we're going to put a link in the show notes for this particular resource. And this podcast will be going live before the end of the year. So you can certainly pull it up before the end of the year if you want to use this specific guide. There's other guides as well. But really, it was a wonderful conversation starter. And we had hours and hours of discussion around these questions and really thinking through our year. And so we just wanted to share a little bit of what we learned about ourselves and the direction of our business in our lives. And specifically, we want to share really what we feel is applicable and relevant to you, as we know you're also building this life and business you love. There's a huge amount of that, that as we're on this entrepreneurial journey, that we have to celebrate with each other, and we have to encourage and inspire each other to be able to continue making that progress and moving forward. And so just a lot of our learnings are going to be relevant and helpful to you as well as you're growing. So the first thing I feel is that it's really important to start with gratitude. And this is not looking back on last year and saying, what did we do wrong? And, you know, how can we avoid the failure of last year? Because that would just set everything on the wrong mindset. So really, we want to pave the way to focus on what was good, celebrate those wins. And I feel that that gratitude then really opens the door and opens the way to receive more of that in your life, of the good stuff going in forward into future years.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go into the new year having really thought through the last year. And it's, we had this idea, or this connects back to an article that you and Bruce did by Dan Sullivan on staying positive by looking backwards, mm-hmm. and really taking time to reflect on the past and where you've come, how far you've come or how far you haven't come. And then with that in mind, going into the new year.
Which is just really fascinating then to be able to say, well, if we went from zero to here, whether we're looking at our number of subscribers on email list or our podcast downloads, or we're looking at how many clients we've served or what our income level was, we've gone from technically within this year, we started the Money Advantage as just a podcast last year at the very end of November, I think it was November 30th. That's when it first went live. So really, we're looking at one extra month beyond 2018, but really within the span of 2018, going from zero to where we are now. And that is really tremendous to look at. We've made all this traction. And then how can we take that, the growth that we've had in the past, and say, well, if we had this percentage of growth, how can we apply that to the future? And how can we continue that same trajectory of growth exponentially in the future this next year, by doing a lot of the same things? And so I think we did a lot right in the last year. And then we also have definitely learned a lot as well. So
what was our theme for last year?
Well, this kind of came through a lot of discussion, but we'll just share it real briefly. So our theme for the year was winning freedom through influence. So there's a lot wrapped into that, but really winning freedom means that we're looking for building in our own lives, time and money freedom. But it's not something that we just take or are entitled to. It's something we need to earn, and we want to win that. And we win that through influence. And this comes back to a big idea through Bob Berg, who we also interviewed on the podcast last year, who wrote The Go-Giver, The Go-Giver Leader, The Go-Giver Influencer. And he really talks about having impact and providing value. So what did we feel we really had to commit to in order to achieve that target, being able to win freedom through influence?
Yeah, so there was three main things, and one was being disciplined. We wanted to be disciplined in our morning routines, getting up and exercising, reading, meditating, personal growth, and not so much about how intense that was, but that we consistently did it.
I'll have to say as well, I mean, just as being completely honest, as humans as well, we were not perfect on that. I can't say we have 365 days of perfect track record going backwards, but I do know that we were both very committed to it this year, and almost a majority of our days, I would say probably a good 85 to 90% of our days included that. And we're still a work in progress, but as we made that really clear intention to say we're going to be disciplined in our personal lives, that really translated over into business.
Absolutely. And then the second was focus. So, you know, not that Kentucky Fried Chicken still does this, but if you think about their slogan was, we do chicken right, you know, and that focus being, we knew we needed to be focused and say no mm-hmm. more than we said yes. It's not about saying yes to the right things. It's about saying no to all the wrong things. And we had Richard Wilson on the podcast, who runs a family office and works with extremely high net worth individuals. And this is something that's a character trait that all of them have, mm-hmm. is that they only said yes to very few things. And if you look at Warren Buffett, he said, for every 100 great opportunities, I say no 99 times. And then Steve Jobs said, I'm as proud of what we don't do as what we do. Mm-hmm. And so we knew if our goal in our business was to be 100% online and transitioning from being a local business to a national business, online business, where locality independent, that we had to say no to a lot of things that we have done in the past.
And here I think we did really well, considering if we look at the growth that we had from the previous year, I felt like just we were a lot more selective in what we accepted for meetings or requests for somebody to sit down one-on-one, or what networking we did or didn't do. And then honestly, even what podcasts we did or chose not to do, what guests we brought on the show or chose not to. And I think when we look at it, we did a really good job of growing in our focus last year. And at the same time, that brings us even clearer on the new focus that we need to have going forward, because we realize that every minute and every day matters as we're on this journey, and all of those moments and days and weeks and months lead up to this awesome life that we're creating. And we really want to make sure that all of those are on target to achieve our goals.
And that pairs really well with the third thing, which is we wanted to expand. And in order to do that, we had to leverage each team member's unique ability, delegating. And it goes back, there's a quote by Dr. Oz, a heart surgeon. He said, anything that you do, there are only a few things that are vital. And in speaking about open heart surgery, he said, there are hundreds of things that must happen. I only do two or three things, and I leave everything else to my competent team. Mm-hmm. And that is something that this last year we've grown a lot in. We've put in a lot of systems and processes to automate things. So either our time is just freed up, nobody has to do it, or we're leveraging each other's unique abilities and time so that we all can grow faster, and we can expand faster, and we can leverage each other's time and unique abilities.
Absolutely. So it was really exciting to be able to look back on that focus keyword that we had, focus phrase really, of last year, and saying, how did we do that? So here is some of the real brief reflection and questions that we came across as we were looking through and reading through this Guide by Life book that we mentioned for the annual year-end reflection ceremony. And so we wrote down some of our biggest triumphs. And one of them really stood out to me. The very thing, first thing that came to my mind is that just the consistency of having produced a weekly podcast, written a blog almost every week. I will say that we did miss one week when we were out of town for a hurricane, and then we haven't produced the same content over the Christmas and New Year's break. So that's been basically 49 or 50 weeks out of the year, out of 52 weeks. And so that was just the consistency of preparing and producing a podcast and a blog and having video content that went out with that as well. And so that's tremendous advantage now that we can look back and say, we did this very consistently. We didn't give up or fizzle out. And honestly, we saw a strength and growth in the content that we produced over that time. And then I think the second thing was that we looked at just the valuable, extraordinary relationships that we were able to offer value to, because of whether having someone as a guest on the show, being able to offer value in that way, or there was several different key relationships that happened through the course of the year that are really exciting to be able to look at and say, what are the possibilities of that can come out of this in the future, and what new relationships can we create? We also then took a leap to launch our marketing foundation. So we really spent a lot of time honing in our marketing messaging and how we can specifically deliver value to a specific audience, and what are they looking for, and how can we help them with that. And that took us then into automating our sales process, starting Facebook ads for the very first time. And then another huge triumph is that we have taken now the Money Advantage from just being just a podcast and a blog to having a formalized website and an actual legal business entity with people. With other people collaborating across multiple companies to really make.
At this point, we have three businesses now that are working together collaboratively on the Money Advantage. And I'm really excited to see that collaborative effort, because it brings to the table people, our combined experiences are, mm-hmm. 30 years. So we working with people who have much longer amount of experience in certain aspects of our business and our industry, and then leveraging my ability to handle the technical aspects and then Rachel's marketing aspect. And so just pulling all that together and having a much more formalized and vetted process for working with people and serving people.
So then what would you say would be the summary of our 2018 experience, if we really just had to encapsulate that?
It felt like a lot of waiting and anticipation. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it felt like things were moving slowly. But when we look back over the year, it feels like we've done a lot. We've created a lot. We've created a huge foundation to build on going into the next year. But in the moment, throughout the year, there definitely was a lot of faith, feeling like in slow motion, and realizing that sometimes in the process, you're becoming the person you need to be to get where you want to be, to get where you want to be. And so with that, I would say the greatest lessons learned in 2018 were not to place a high expectation of huge outcomes from one effort, but to really view everything you do as the long game and not getting discouraged. And yeah, that's
huge for me.
Yeah. Failure is feedback. And the more action you take, the quicker you're going to get that feedback. So don't take so long to get something out in front of people. Do it quickly, but then also don't have a high expectation of an immediate huge outcome, and to not get discouraged with that, but just to say, learn from that, whatever the feedback you get, and then iterate on it and iterate as fast as you can so that you can get to a successful outcome.
Because we still recognize that we're in this long game. I mean, every single person who says they were an overnight success, it always took 10 years or something to get there. And so we're still in that 7-year window. We're still before the 10 years. And so it's just amazing to see the trajectory that we've come from and where we're continuing to grow. So just wanted to share a few quick words that hopefully will encourage you as you're looking into your 2019 right now. Maybe you set really high goals for last year and you met and exceeded them. Maybe you set really high goals and you didn't come anywhere close, but you're still on that path. So wherever you are right now, I just really want to encourage you to not get discouraged, but to keep the faith and keep moving forward, because it is not the end of the journey yet. And you are learning amazing lessons that you can take into the future as you're becoming that amazing person. So we look back on last year feeling like we've laid this tremendous amount of foundational work that now, because we have this foundation, we can now accelerate our growth and our expansion. And the key word that we really felt rising to the surface as we were talking about next year is really kind of the same theme that winning freedom through influence. But the piece of it that's really important this year is exposure. So we feel like we're having more emphasis on growing and expanding through having this greater exposure. And so for us, that's really focusing on having this consistent quality lead producing marketing system, finding ways to do more live speaking, and really emphasizing building high quality relationships. So those are some of the things that we're taking into next year with a lot of energy and excitement for the great things that are going to happen, knowing that every time you have that leap of faith, it causes that trepidation and concern, and you realize that you just have to step out in faith and know that you are stepping out of your comfort zone. And that is the thing that usually brings you into that new area of success in your life and your business.
And one more thing to add to that, you know, with the viewing everything as the long game, I have to say, if you focus on creating it's our daughter in the background, she's here with us in the studio. But yeah, if you're focusing on the long run, producing quality work and building the foundation, you know, I'm really excited to come into 2019 because I feel like we have created such a foundation that we have so much to scale and leverage,
yeah,
because of all the work and the foundation we laid in 2018.
We said leverage at the same time. That's pretty awesome.
Can we do it again?
Leverage. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this today. It's totally unique, different way of coming at things, but we really just wanted you to see behind the scenes, we're very real people who are creating our extraordinary life and business. And we hope that as you're on the same trajectory, that it was helpful and beneficial to you as you build your life. So as we close, we'll say Happy New Year. Have an amazing 2019.
Happy New Year.
Do you have an established business and make great income, but feel like you can never get ahead or just plain have financial confusion? Get the Business Owner's 3-step roadmap to achieve time and financial freedom without working harder or sacrificing your lifestyle. Go to themoneyadvantage.com/roadmap to get your roadmap and free training. And when you register, you'll also get access to our Ultimate Money Finder cheat sheet that you can use to recover lost cash flow and save on taxes.